chat with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe. The only wildfires we have are at council meetings.
Smokey is 90 years old this year, believe it or not. Yes.
Wow.
It looks great.
Impressive.
Still using a shovel to put out fires.
Whatever it takes.
Speaking of firefighting, very nice 23rd anniversary remembrance ceremony for 9/11 last week.
Yes, it's certainly a solemn day, and I know that at the opening of the school committee meeting, did a moment of silence. I said, gosh, it's been so long, none of our school kids would remember that day.
That's right.
23 years. But I remember exactly where I was and what was happening. It was almost surreal for a while there. It's kind of crazy. But it's important we take a moment, pause, and remember. Because two Quincy people died that day, and more than 200 Massachusetts people died that day. And, of course, all the first responders were going in and didn't come out. Very sad.
And many of the folks who responded afterwards in the subsequent wars are now veterans.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, there's just people in our police and fire departments that served during that time period. And, that was one of the positive things I saw after was the flooding of the recruiting stations, number one. Two was whatever your faith tradition was, the churches, the temples, the mosques, they were filled. People praying and for peace and an end to this crazy terrorism. So, and then, of course, as a country, I think we felt pretty unified. But boy, oh boy, it didn't last long, Joe.
Yeah, I remember the prayer service at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 6,000-plus people showed up that time.
Pretty
amazing. But to that end, I thought we could talk a little bit about the HERO Act for veterans that the City Council adopted unanimously last night, and what that means for the city's veterans.
Yes, so this Commonwealth of Massachusetts, namely the Haley administration, put it forward. There were on the books some abatement programs available for veterans, but this goes further and really allows veterans... it gives them a better tax breaks and things that they deserve, and it helps them keep them in their homes. It's a local adoption. It's a state law, but you don't have to do it as a municipality unless you adopt it. And of course, City Council, and I'm not surprised, unanimously supported it. I think it's obviously good stuff. We're a city that's proud of our veterans and proud of our military service, and this is just a small way that we can say as a community, thank you for your service. The cost to it is minimal, really, when you look at the big picture, Joe.
According to the breakdown, it's $230,000 per year right now. But that will be covered by a special account, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
It comes out of the overlay account, which is funded each year, and that account is essentially used for abatements and, if somebody feels wrong, then they sue and take us to the tax appellate board, and should win, we take it out of that account. So it's a special account to deal with abatements. So this is a legal formal abatement.
That's right. Yeah, important to note, it doesn't take effect until next year. So, and veterans do need to apply, so they should contact either Christine Cugini in the Veterans Services Office or the Assessor's Office for help with that.
That's correct, and I know Christine will be getting the word out through the Veterans Council as well as the various posts around the city to spread the word.
Sure. Later on this morning, Mayor, you're probably aware that the governor will be announcing how the state plans to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the nation in 2026, and I know you want Quincy to be a big part of that.
Well, historically, we are a big part of it, right? I mean, so much of it happened here with John Adams planting the seeds, really, and Hancock, of course. Hancock doesn't get enough. He's looked at as the guy with the biggest signature on the Declaration, but he was far more than that and so important to the cause originally, funding it and essentially being one of the wealthiest guys in the colony. So, no, I'm hoping, and I know that I've had discussions with Lieutenant Governor about this, that in Massachusetts, I've said it publicly, should own this with our history here and in that time period. So we'll be rolling from our Quincy 400 right into the 250th, and of course, we'll be organized and ready, and the two of them overlap each other, so be 2 years of celebrating in Quincy, which is awesome.
Absolutely, yes. Quincy 400. Anything publicly to announce right now?
No, coming soon. Okay. We'll be opening a new office in the Monroe Building, Joe, just next door, which will allow us to focus activities over there and be a place for folks to come and meet. I mean, it's a city, obviously a city project, but there's a lot of pieces to it, and I just think it deserves some space on its own. Be easy for the public to get into that building right on the sidewalk there. So more to follow, but that'll be kickoff probably within a couple of weeks. We'll be opening that up and have a lot more to say about what's coming.
Okay, we'll look forward to that, too. Events certainly still happening here in the city. We've got the big outdoor concert with the symphony this Saturday. The food truck festival not long after that, so still plenty to do for sure.
Absolutely, and I do get a lot of positive feedback on that. It's these are free events for the public, and we've always been, in my view, a very family-friendly biz city, and we provide all kinds of programming, whether it's recreation programs in the summer, after school programs, or programs like this. And by the way, those that haven't heard the symphony, check it out. Mm-hmm. They are pretty incredible. And I know that they play several times a year, the Christmas time event, the spring event, and then we have them here on the summer event. But incredible talent for these local musicians. So come out and enjoy it.
Yes, many of them have gone on to play major symphonies, including the Boston Symphony Orchestra. So,
absolutely.
And they are just volunteers for the passion of music. It's great to have them in the city, for sure.
For sure.
Appreciate your time as always, Mayor.
My pleasure, Joe. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye now. Bye-bye.